Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Gino Durante, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a couple of years.
I'm happy to be here, man.
Yeah, nice. You seem happy.
Your studio's awesome.
You're losing your hair over this. It's crazy. So you have a beautiful head of hair. What happened to it?
I shaved.
I know. Here's my issue with you shaving. You do a lot of voices on stage. You mimic the blacks. It doesn't go over as well with the shaved head.
No, it does. I think your room, like it's more, because when I do English in your room, I notice it's a bit more francophone in your room. Would you say like the English?
Yeah, they're bilingual francophones because I am an international man. I'm beloved by many races.
Okay. So when I do the French, like bordel, just in French, you know, it's great. It's a French crowd and I'll do it in French.
Yeah.
And then I do the English rooms and it's all in English. Yeah. That one is great, but it's more like I can tell some of the stuff like, oh, okay, some people are Anglophone, but then some people second language, whatever. But no, I'm liking it. I wanted to do it just for change, and so far it's going well.
You like the hair?
Yeah.
You don't miss you have nice Italian hair.
Yeah, I know, but I needed something new, something different. And
I feel you. I started tying my hair. That's my new thing.
Yeah, but you always had that nice style.
No, I used to let it down. Now I got too long. I should go get a haircut. Like it's like under my shoulder. It's like here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I get my beard and the sides done,
yeah.
But I haven't cut the length of my hair in like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But last night was fun, though. It was a good crowd.
Goddamn right, bordel. Great every crowd. Tuesday night.
That was really good.
It's
Mike Ward, surprise appearance.
Surprise appearance. Preach dropped in.
Oh, Preach, man, was amazing. Yeah. Even David Pride.
I think David Pride was the best set of the night.
Oh, yeah, David Pride. What a, you know, he's always been a brilliant writer.
I love him. And he was so excited. He's like a little kid all the time.
Yeah.
He's always excited to be there. He's he's always welcome. He knows.
No, the room's awesome.
That's a good. So let me ask you this summer. Festival just week. For laughs.
Yes, what are you doing? Sir. Festival. I'm doing the French show outside with Neve.
Okay.
On Lotto Quebec stage.
I know Neve, friend of mine.
Yeah. I just spoke to him yesterday and he's like, it's really good because I asked him about the stage. I did the big stage once, but you know, it was good, but everybody's standing and it's kind of long, whatever. He said,
I did it last year.
You did it last year?
The big one, yeah.
Oh, for which show?
It was some kind of a comedy music. It was Preacher show. And it was during the same time that Mike was at the Bell Center.
Okay.
So I started off at the Bell Center. I left, me and Preach and Poseidon, we went to the outdoor show. And then we left after the outdoor show, went back to the Bell Center for the closing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was a fun. You know what I realized, bro? I talk about Toronto. So I remember kind of the feeling at the Bell Center of like the energy.
Yeah.
But I don't have a memory of the Bell Center anymore.
Really?
I didn't live the moment. I was rushing so much.
Yeah.
So all of my memories are like fake memories from the videos that people uploaded.
But I
don't have, now that I'm thinking about it, like I remember feeling weird energy looking at people.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember me. Like I can't remember going on. I can't remember being on stage anymore. I can't remember going down. I lost it completely. Yeah, because I was rushing too much. That's the problem with when you don't enjoy life. Like I don't enjoy the moments.
Yeah.
I keep doing something cool and then forgetting about it, jumping on the next thing.
Yeah.
So I don't get to actually enjoy it. It's unhealthy.
Plus you had two big ones. Like it's kind of like a lot of, you know, preparation and stress.
Yeah.
But I saw the videos too. It was like rock star setup.
Yeah. That's why I wish I remembered it.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw you on stage. Or like,
I know. I see it too, but it's not a real memory.
Really?
I had the belt. Yeah. But it's not a real memory. That's what I feel sad about it. Cause it's a memory that I wish I had, like an actual memory. Cause I look at the videos.
Yeah.
And that's my memory. But it's not real. My memory, you know, you remember things.
Yeah.
I don't have that anymore.
Yeah. And it goes by fast for sure. Yeah. But what was it? Like 18,000 or?
22.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing. Hopefully he'll do it again. But I asked Neve about the Lotto Quebec stage. He's done it before. Neve's a great comic.
Said it's nice?
Yeah, he said it's his favorite because there's actual seats in the front. People sit down and enjoy the show.
Are they opposed to you using the N-word?
You know what? I think I'm going to have to remove that.
I think you shouldn't. I think you got to go. You got to do your regular set.
No, I've never used that. I wouldn't, especially outside. Oh, that's true though. Hey, there must be a lot of kids.
Yeah. That's why I'm worried. Man.
They haven't said anything, but...
They never do. Yeah. They never do. But I remember last year, I did my joke with my buddy Blowing Dudes. And I remember just looking at some shocked faces. And what's funny is my buddy who I was talking about, my buddy Homer that I talked about on the joke, he shared with me, and I laughed so much a few weeks ago, he shared with me a picture. Someone took a picture of me on stage then, like, you know, the big screens?
Yeah.
So just a giant version of me, like, stroking two dicks. And he sent him the he's like, isn't that your friend? Like, I think he's talking about you right now. So he sent him a text message, a photo of me at the outdoor show. He was just walking by. And he heard a joke about his friend, who's my friend, that I was talking about on stage. So it's just really, really funny. Show me
that's
that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Could you imagine just walking down the street, you hear a guy talking on stage, you go look.
Yeah.
And he's like, I think I know who he's talking about. There's something funny about that.
I'm looking forward to it. And then I'm doing the English JFL originals at the Comedy Nest.
That's a good gig because you get residuals. You get paid every 4 months.
Yeah, I think it's sold out already, which is really good because it's a recording. So you want, like, you know, you
need already sold out the originals.
Yeah. Like we had a link to send out to people who wanted tickets, and then
they didn't do that for
messaging
us.
Me, there's no room.
When I did the originals,
I'm going to contact the Nest just to see if they kept some, because I want to confirm. Maybe the Nest still has some. And
okay, at least they're doing it better, because when I did it, I was the first one. It was the first albums they were doing a few years ago. And we barely had an audience.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to do it properly. And then I even asked. I said, look, for the recording, if you want, I'll just send me a link.
Yeah.
I'll put it out there to my fans. We're going to fill this bitch up. They're like, no. Like, the lady was mad at me. She's like, no, we know what we're doing. We're going to handle it. Fucking half empty.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The audience, I think 40% of the audience was Guido, Poseidon.
A live recording, you need a crowd.
Yep.
You know, I know sometimes they do like laugh tracks and stuff. But
No. It sounds terrible. People know.
Yeah.
Because there's different laughs. Like the way you laugh at like a joke about someone sucking dick is way different than a joke about a dog shitting. You know what I mean? You could tell.
Yeah. And you can tell. I did a recording for off JFL. They were recording the crowd.
Yeah.
At the end, we found out that something happened and
they lost the recording.
They lost the audio recording. So they just had the video and they had to put in, you know, and I'm like,
how are they going to put it? They fucked me.
They did it okay, but it's not, you know, it's still, you still sense the difference. Live, there's nothing like a live audience, obviously.
Dude, I went to a festival in Rouen, Oranda.
Yeah.
And the deal was that I get to record 3 French casts.
Yeah.
And I found out this morning that one of the French casts, they had it muted for the first half. So it's unusable. There's no audio.
Oh, no.
There's no audio. And I was like, what the fuck?
You couldn't redo like
what am I going to redo? How am I going to redo it? It was live audience with people. We went there. Man. Half of it isn't recorded at all.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's unusable, the podcast.
Damn.
So I ended up now, because I can't use that podcast, I ended up losing money.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That sucks. I mean, I hear it's rare, but...
Well, now, there's one festival that I'm never doing again.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Sure as fuck, I'm not going to lose 3 days and money. That's so crazy.
But you're doing outdoor... You're doing something on
today?
No, the festival. You're doing the outdoor show.
The Just for Laughs. Yeah, I'm doing a couple of stuff at the Just for Laughs. I'm doing an outdoor show. It's called Pantelis and Friends. I didn't name it. It's me preaching Emile. Then at the Lotto Quebec scene.
Yeah.
Then I'm doing Emile's show at Le Balcon.
Le Balcon, yeah.
I've never been there, but you told me it's nice.
Well, it looks nice. I've seen photos, like so a few comics are posting stuff. It looks like very high. There's a balcony.
Okay, hopefully so it's nice.
It looks very nice.
I'm hosting the Montreal show.
Montreal show.
Which I feel is overpriced, but that's just me.
Montreal show always sells out, you know?
Yeah, but it's a catch. It's not a theater. It's a bar, I think, Newspeak.
Okay.
And it's $36. I personally find it, I could be wrong. They might be like, oh, Pantelis, you're old school. I don't fucking know. They might be like, it's cheap.
Yeah.
But to me, $36. For the Montreal show at a bar is pricey.
You're not doing good marketing right now.
If it was at a theater, it would have been...
For me, don't come. I mean, if I had the choice... No, I mean, Montreal... Look,
how much is... Like, let's say you have what are you going to pay? $40-$50 for a theater show?
Yeah.
And you're going to pay... to me, I'm being honest. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they know it always sells. It does well. It's a Montreal show.
I'm saying maybe they're right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're like, look, we know it's going to sell out. That's why we're doing it. Like, it's... my fear is that it doesn't because of the price. People are like, well, I'll just wait a week and go watch a better lineup at the Bordel.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Lineup. There are a lot of shows. You know, French and English, there's a lot of shows. So, like last year, man, you had so many concerts and outdoor shows and Bell Center. It's like, you know, it takes a while to fill them up.
Yeah, that's why. Mm. But this year, you think there's not as many shows?
Yeah.
Doesn't Russell Peters, isn't he hosting 57 galas?
Well, in French, there's less.
Yeah.
They're doing a few outdoor shows.
Yeah.
And some of them are even like mixed comedy with like hip hop and stuff. So there's a lot more.
You don't
more.
Like it when they mix comedy with the
hip-hop? I don't know. I've never seen it. I mean,
what? We'll by see. The way, now I get a chance to ask you, what do you have against black people in black culture? Where does that come from?
Dude, you're crazy. I grew up in Montreal now, so
oh, that's why.
It's
okay,
part of,
were you
know,
robbed a lot?
My experience, but no, it's always all
I'm
love.
Busting your balls.
And, I talk about them.
The music thing goes well. I've seen Preach do it from last year with what's his name, bro? I'm forgetting his name, but it works well.
Okay,
comedy and music go together.
Okay, I think usually the
Dave
music
Morgan. It was with Dave Morgan. Yeah.
Usually the comedians have to go before the musicians? Is that...
No, sometimes it happens at the same time. They have comedians with them. The musicians are doing music and the comedians are doing stuff.
Okay.
And trust me, comedy and music goes together.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, you can have a lot of fun with comedy and music.
So yeah, black culture. Honestly, I grew up in the 80s.
Why does everything have to be about black people with you?
Like, you said, you know, so I have that influence, you know? Like, it was the first shows were Eddie Murphy and...
That's my guy.
Man, I mean, he made it like rock concert style. And then... Just 80s comedies, you know, was really different. And then, growing up in Montreal North, I grew up with Haitians and, you know, started learning about the culture and stuff. So I talk about it. I just talk about the experiences. I was a big Michael Jackson
fan. Out of everything you learn from the culture, the only thing you take away and you repeat on stage is the N-word. Like, there's nothing else you took, bro.
There's people going to take you serious.
I don't think, if people don't know you, because it's the complete opposite. The reason why I'm making these jokes is because he's more, like, it's very wholesome. You can bring your family to watch Gino. So I think it's funny to make him out
if
to be kind of racist.
This, they watch this, going to be like, no, we're not going to go see him.
Yeah. This guy's crazy. This guy's crazy. Yeah. No, your shit's it's very wholesome. The good thing about it is you can make people laugh without being extreme or anything. You make people laugh who understand the Montreal experience. Mm. You're kind of like, it's kind of like Bourgault, because I was talking about him, Sebastian Bourgault, in the sense that it's very hard to be able to make the majority of people laugh, but you guys can do it.
Mm.
And it's not easy. Like me and Mike, for example, we have a certain niche that we can make laugh, and it's a good portion of people. But I could put you in a room with anyone, and you're going to get a lot of laughs because of your stuff. It's very approachable. It's nice. Relatable.
Thanks, man. I mean, it does depend sometimes on crowds and stuff. But now, like, I always talk about experiences or things that I go through.
Hey, man, you want to shut the fuck up?
Bless.
And, but now I'm going a little more into, like, stuff about dating and stuff. Because I kind of stayed away for a while just because it's something that a lot of people talk about. And also, I don't like to get too personal, whatever. But I think it's resonating, and I still make it like relatable, and they're true stories, you know.
You talk about your dating experiences, of which you have many. People don't know this, but you love to date.
Yeah.
You're the foreplay master.
No.
You only love. No, you're not a foreplay. They're starting to call you Five Play, Mr. Five Play.
This is going
to
be censored. We're going to censor. We had a good time. We went to M Queen.
Dude.
That was funny, man. That was funny.
Anyone that watches
M Queen, and where did we go?
Rimouski.
Rimouski for French shows. I opened for you.
Yeah, and it was a good decision on my part to have you come along.
It was fun, man. What a blast.
Yeah.
Poseidon made me laugh.
I know you're muted,
Oh, really?
It's on purpose. Oh, okay. There you go. Okay, fine. Here you go.
Is he on?
No, he's on.
I had a blast with you, bro.
Yeah, me too. With you.
I had we kept fucking cracking jokes and shit.
Oh, it was funny, man.
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors.
Am I the funnest person you've been on tour with?
He was like trying to...
He doesn't want to answer.
What would you say?
Am I the funnest person you've been on tour with?
It was so cool. This guy, like the hotel he booked by the water. I'm
I booked a good hotel.
It's true. We never talked about how, bro, because I was like, I would have been happy with a hole in the wall, just the adventure. But fucking Pantelis put us fucking beachside property, bro.
Your own room?
Our own room. I had two beds.
Seriously, what a... like
came on both.
I thought you had to put them together so you could fit.
Preach is right. When you're on tour, it's a bit like a vacation.
Yeah.
You know, because the work is really before. You're preparing shows, you're writing,
and
whatever.
Then you're ready.
Then you're ready, and you're just, okay, we're traveling, getting there, whatever. But, man, it was fun, and the crowds were amazing.
The crowds
Rimouski
were...
and Mqui.
Dude, I keep telling you guys to start doing it in French more. The Quebecers, awesome people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know what you're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about. I like people. So if I find good people, I'll stick to them. And these Quebecers, bro, they're fucking awesome.
And he was funny because he kept trying to set me up. You know, he's like, gee, you're single. You know, I want
to
set
I tried
up.
To hook you up. I went to a table. I literally brought a girl. I literally brought a girl that you thought was hot over to you, and she thought you were hot, and then you refused to seal the deal.
Yeah, because I told him, I'm like, yeah, what are we going to do? Like, you're on the road.
I'm never
going to
see her again. Like, this fucking guy.
I'm like, I don't want to start meeting girls on the road in different towns. What am I, Bon Jovi?
Yes.
Everywhere you go.
Yes. What you do is you go on
you're
tour.
You're John Bon Novi.
And every
he was funny, man. Oh,
every town you go to, you impregnate a woman.
Poseidon has a girlfriend, and he still managed to have sex with people on tour. Like, it meant, and you can't, mostly, and you're single. You should have.
Mostly men.
Usually I'm focused. I'm actually like, just it's work. Men.
What?
Usually I'm focused. I'm like, we're going there for work, whatever.
I don't know, but work was over. You're a single man.
Mm.
I brought a girl over to you.
Yeah, what did she say? I think you just, like, she was, I don't know, she said something to her friend, and then you went over.
I went to the table, I said, you're very, very pretty. She's like, oh, I go, please come take a seat with me, I have a friend to introduce you to. And then she sat down, I go, this is my friend.
No, but didn't her friend come to our table first?
Her friend was at the table, she was the girlfriend of the guy organizing it.
Yeah.
She says, my friend thinks Gino is cute.
Mm.
I said, Gino, go bring her over. He said, I'm scared to talk to girls. I said, I got this. So then I went up and I said, you're very pretty. What's your name? She gave me your name. I go, look, we're sitting there with your friends. I got a friend for you.
I'm going to get unfollowers after this.
And then, no, this is going to make you big. And then she came, she sat, and I said, this is who I want to introduce you to. I already knew she knew you because she was at the show. She already watched you. And then I was like, Gino's going to seal the deal. And then you looked at her and you're like, hey, you're a girl. I was like, God damn it. God damn it, he's a retard. Listen, no, you just didn't want girls. To. You, she was nice, you said. She was very nice, but yeah, you didn't want to. Meet anyone. You said you don't like meeting people that are too far on the road.
No, and I wasn't also in, because it happened where I went on the road, I did shows and I met, you know, a girl and stuff happened, but I was
you're
just
a fucking
I'm
slut.
Like, I don't want to start doing that. I'm like, oh, you know what, it wasn't so like after whatever, and I just thought, no, I'm not in that vibe now. So
yeah, you were not in a sex vibe at all.
Every town, hey, I'm gonna go here, hey, there's one here, there's one. No, that's Bon Jovi.
That's Bon Jovi, yeah. Luckily, I don't have to worry about
it.
But
he was amazing because he's like, he's single. I want to set him up. And he was actually making bad jokes to her because he's like, if she thinks I'm dumb and bad, she'll lean over more to Gino.
I'm going
to
say something right now.
And it was working.
So I'm going to say something right now. No, you're giving him too much credit.
No.
That was actual Poseidon conversation when he told her, you know, pigeons? Yeah, pigeons are not real.
Talking.
That was just him having a conversation and it was repulsing her.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know what?
No one's talking.
I get to share my conspiracy theories, and she gets to be repulsed and go towards Gino. This is a win-win situation.
That was my goal. Everyone
won.
It's
a win-win.
I was happy.
But these are all actual topics that he'll bring up.
100%.
Yeah.
Bro, I love those topics.
It just worked that she wasn't trying to bang.
And there's a silence, and then he's like, what do you think of parakeets?
Yeah. Random.
So the girl's like this with him, and then she's like, leaning over to me. Factui, classic time five.
She's like, do you like pigeons? Like, and you're like, no. She's like, good.
But you know what's funny? At one point, she went to the bar. Yeah. And he's like, gee, why don't you, you know? I go, oh, I told him, you know, whatever. It's just like, we're far away. I don't go, listen, just talk. Just ask her and see what happens. And I go, I don't think so. And he goes, okay, let's do rock, paper, scissors. He goes, okay, wait. He goes, if you win, you don't talk to her. If I win,
I get a banger.
He goes, if I win, you think about it. Okay?
No, so, that's not what I said.
Yeah, I swear to God, that's
are
what you said.
Sure?
He goes, if you win, Gino,
it sounds like you.
You don't do anything. If I win, you think about it.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What you said. So I'm looking at him, and then I see him like this. And he's going like this. And I'm just like, imagine.
Is
the
he playing
girl,
with himself?
Imagine the girl, she's at the bar and she sees us.
Who's gonna, yeah. You're like, who's gonna rape her?
Oh no. Who's gonna go talk? But you were funny, man. Just that, and those shows were amazing. The crowds were amazing. I had a blast.
Thank them. It's, my audience is badass. I told you.
They're I was awesome. Testing some of my stuff too. I didn't know what you know how it would go over.
They were nice. They loved you.
I was doing my Haitian stuff. I was like setting it up. They were amazing. What a crowd.
Yeah.
So again, you need someone to open on the road.
Yeah.
Where
well,
did
look.
We go recently.
Toronto.
No, you went to Toronto. I just opened for someone. Where did I go? Rimouski.
That was with me.
Amqui. Yeah. And then I went somewhere else. I'll think about
in
it.
In French?
Oh, no. I did Rouen Aranda with Preach. Preach and Aradzi.
I was there. Oh, yeah. I was there for the festival. That's the one I was complaining about. But, yeah.
Yeah. Preach, Aradzi. It was Rouen Aranda and Val d'Or.
Oh, yeah. Both awesome places.
Oh, yeah. Great crowds. And again, really, really fun. So, yeah. But you went to Toronto. How was it?
It was good. Toronto's a very nice city. Yeah, yeah. I'm jealous. Toronto.
Mike Ward.
Great stuff. Yeah. Mike was there. It was his shows.
Yeah.
Theater show. Then we did the podcast, live podcast at the Comedy Bar, which, by the way, I spoke with the owner there. Very nice dude. He was cool with me. I think I'm going to book the Comedy Bar on Danforth to go do my hour in English in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
I already booked Ottawa. Ottawa's already booked. Now I got to book Toronto. I want to go to Winnipeg, Calgary, and Edmonton.
Yeah.
And Toronto, goddamn, dude, that fucking, what they built at Danforth is beautiful.
Yeah, nice.
It's beautiful. So the only advantage is, because they have two comedy bars, right?
Right.
The only advantage of the classic one, the Bloor one, if you book there, is more often, unless you're garbage, your show's going to sell out because people buy tickets for everything there. Like, there's always, comedy fans are just going to go, even if they don't know you, to buy tickets. So that one's a guaranteed sellout. It's going to be harder to sell tickets at their new place, but it's so nice. I'd rather try to sell tickets to the new place. Like, that's how nice it is. Yeah.
Nice. Toronto. Yeah, next, hopefully.
Yeah, you got to get out to Toronto.
And then
seduced me. I liked it. And I'm a Raptors fan, so. Yeah, Toronto's the place.
Like, Francophone, too, because I just went to Cornwall.
There's a lot of Francophones, but I'm going to do it in English.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cornwall was awesome. Very bilingual, too.
Cornwall, eh?
Neil Janet.
I'm surprised they speak any languages.
No, it was good. It was great. We did two shows there.
I've done shows in Cornwall.
It's fun.
Yeah, I did.
It's kind of, you know, you get a mix of both, which is cool.
I remember when I, Howard from the Yucks had booked me a while ago. I had went to, he sent me to Cornwall. It was last minute just to go do 45 minutes.
Yeah.
When a few years ago, and I had went and done it. They're a fun little crowd.
Yeah. No, but now I'm doing more friends.
I think Poseidon came with me. Remember we drove?
Where? Sorry?
Cornwall. We drove together one night.
Was that the theater that was like really high up?
No, that was another theater. But I forget. That was it wasn't a theater, this one that I'm thinking in my head. But there was.
Poseidon was, it was great, except for my intro song.
Oh, we talked about that on many podcasts.
You did?
I think we played the tune, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that
I remember
because
the first night, someone said, well, what intro? I said, what's the intro? And they go, oh, we're going to play something upbeat, whatever. Plus, you know, it's your show. And the first night was great. Like, they played something. It was good. The crowd was awesome.
It was underground gay sex rap.
The first night?
Yeah, that's what he asked for. Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, because the whole thing.
But it was something, I don't know. I didn't even pay, like,
you didn't hear
just said it's going to be something upbeat. And I went cheeks. On, I didn't know.
That night you had noticed it. You were like, what the fuck was that?
What the fuck was that? Yeah, you said it was a little intense, but it was still upbeat. It was intense because there was sounds of dudes doing dudes as the background.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, but
so,
then
because the tech guy asked me, you know, for music, do they want intro? And I go, yeah. And he goes, okay, for Pentelis, it's, you know, rock and roll, something rock and roll or whatever. And I go, for you, and I go, Gino, this guy is a homosexual, so, you know, something.
You told him it's not true, or he was like, yeah.
Oh, I told him after it's not true. Yeah.
So he's like, okay, je vais mettre quelque chose.
Yeah, yeah, no,
so,
but he told him after it was done.
Yeah.
So the guy's like, oh, he found that underground gay rap thing, whatever.
After, as soon as you went on, that's when I told him. I'm like, by the way, I was just messing with you. And it was like, oh, you bastard.
He's like, is he going to be offended? And you're like, no. It is what it is.
Oh, man. I didn't even notice. He said something, a beat, whatever. The song,
yeah.
I didn't notice, and the crowd was great. The second night.
I don't know why.
The second night was sabotage. Okay. Was pure sabotage.
So the first night, I was intentional to sabotage, but just
the second
fuck
night,
around.
The first night, was he intended to sabotage you, and it didn't work. The second night, he didn't really intend to sabotage you, but you got, dude, you got torpedoed.
Okay, hold on. The second night, we're in Rimouski.
Yeah, and he plays sounds of Morocco or some shit.
Dude, I remember sound guy comes in the back, and he did the sound the first night.
Yeah.
So he goes, so for the intro, it's okay? I go, yeah. And he goes,
are you sure?
He goes, I have to start yours at 40 seconds? And I go, no, like yesterday? And then I asked you, the intro, and then you guys went, yeah, like yesterday. And it was something different. I came out to like Arabian Nights, meditating. Dude, I came out. Oh, man, I just wanted
it was amazing.
To.
And the way it sounded, that you walk.
Yeah, the way that you walk slowly, it looked like you were going with the beat, and everyone was confused. Like, c'est tu ethnic?
And at the end, the guy told me, I thought it was strange, whatever, but I didn't want to say anything. I thought it was something cultural. I walked in. And I was just, I just wanted to walk back. I was like, oh man, it sounds like so yeah.
Yeah, you got torpedoed hard.
The first couple of seconds, I'm like,
That was fun.
And how funny is it?
And then he's like, no, I didn't do it on purpose.
The first night I was intentional to fuck with him a bit, you know, to have fun on the tour. It didn't affect him one bit. Second night, all rattled. Poor guy. I'm sorry, bro.
It was fun. But they were good. I still, like, it took a few seconds and then I was just like, okay. This isn't a porn. It's a comedy show, guys.
Yeah, and then they start to, you're like, I don't know what the fuck that was.
I didn't know if people were going to stand and bow.
I made fun of it. As soon as I got on stage, that's all I talked about.
That song.
I go, sounded like he was in a bazaar. He came out to sell you watches from his fucking trench coat. And they were laughing. Yeah, it was.
Was that the night, I think a couple people got drunk too?
And it was the lady that was heckling. She got mad at my jokes.
Yeah. And you told her, right?
Yeah. And then I asked him to come in.
This guy went up to them. Poseidon, you're hilarious.
I called him.
You have to do what you did when you walked up to the girl.
Oh yeah, it's true. I forgot about that.
Didn't you like not? Oh yeah, didn't you go? Well, and no. You what tap happened? Him and what? Say everything.
No,
okay?
No. You remember?
I'm on stage, bro. I'm talking. He's at the bar. He's like, c'est toi qui fait le bruit.
But the chick got scared and she put her head down.
Yeah.
But the guy, I walked up to the guy and he wasn't expecting me to walk up because I thought it was him.
Yeah. C'est toi qui fait le bruit.
Didn't you give him a handshake and say, you okay?
Yeah, well, I shoved him, basically. I gave him a handshake, okay. But I actually shoved him. Like, okay. I gave him a, you know? And he was like, ah, c'est pas moi. He was a bit drunk, though. I'm like, okay, you know, be quiet. Yeah.
My head of security has no head.
Oh, man.
And we had fun. Now I want a book for Canada in English. See how that goes. It'll be fun.
In English, yeah.
Yeah, because I was always nervous about booking.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh man, does anyone, like I know that I have more fans in the tri-state area because of 2 Drink Minimum than I do in Canada. It's not, but then when we were in Toronto, dude, I kept meeting at the shows all these fucking fans, like 2 Drink Minimum fans, FrenchCast fans, podcast. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, maybe I should come here. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
I forget that, like, the internet is accessible in Canada as well. Yeah. I keep thinking it's only in the States.
Yeah. For sure.
So I was like, oh, Toronto's got to be the next stop.
Yeah, no, Canadian tour would be awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm booking out for the fall.
Yeah, and our friend Sebastian is there now, and dude, he's loving it.
But dude, him, of course he's loving it. All he wants to do is do sets.
Yeah.
And he does so many.
Yeah.
He'll drive when he needs to, like, do his corporates if they're a bit further out. But he's got Toronto. There's a lot of rooms, a lot of shows.
Yeah.
So he gets to practice.
Yeah.
Plus, like Mike said yesterday, I think he's going to, the show that he did with Mike might open a lot of doors for him. Because the Live Nation people were there watching, and they really liked his high energy and all that shit.
Okay.
So he might have some opportunities coming from that gig too.
Great.
Yeah. Toronto, dude, there's opportunity in Toronto.
He kills, you know, so good for him. Mm. And he works hard.
What else, bro? What else have you been up to?
So yeah, sorry about the music, by the way.
All right, bro. You already said that. Honestly, stop dragging us back down.
I didn't even hear the first one. It would have been fun if you played Queen.
Oh yeah.
No, but the first night I didn't notice. I only noticed because the DJ said something the second night, and then when I went on, I said, holy crap.
Yeah, that was excessive though.
It
that was
funny
bad.
Though. Plus it's his show, you know, like I just want to warm up.
And, you did. You did a great job.
The first night was great. It was like 100 something. Like sold out.
Sold
right?
out. Sold out show. Nice they were both sold out, I think, but the first one fit more people. It was big. It was a nice little it's a great venue, eh?
Oh, I loved it. I want to go back. What is it called again?
La Captive.
La Captive.
Or Le Captive. I think it's La Captive.
Okay. It was perfect. Like, beautiful setup.
Or Le Captive. Which one is it beside now?
Where was it?
In Amqui.
Or La Captive?
Yeah, Captive, I think.
Isn't it Le Captive?
Oh, yeah, La Captive. Amqui. That's a bar, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not the right one. Sorry. Oh, no, that is the right one. Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, they have the microbrewery downstairs.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one.
That's where we're sitting. That's where you were too shy to talk to a girl.
No, I was talking to her. I was just like, ain't nothing happening here.
Yeah.
You were like, listen, ma'am, I'm not going to have sex with you. I want you to know
something
that.
Something happened recently, and I talk about it in my show. So.
What happened?
Well, the
got
thing.
Got a girl pregnant?
No.
Oh, what happened?
Well, it's better on stage, but the thing about the bathroom.
Oh, that. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
It's a vraie histoire. I have to talk about it.
It's a real story that a girl wanted to have sex with you in a bathroom, and you refused to because you had a watermelon at home.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
You don't want him to agree with your sex decisions.
It's a good story online. I mean, live. But yeah. Man, things happening today. I talk about dating today. It's different, you know, like It's changed.
Do you use the apps?
I did once.
What, Grindr?
No. I did Tinder.
Oh, yeah, that was the classic.
Yeah. I tried Tinder and the other one, Bumble.
I've heard of both. I know them. Yeah. Tinder I've used, but in the day, that was the first one that I knew. Like, that was a, dude, it was a meat market. Do you remember Tinder, bro, in the beginning? Dude, not only was I getting dates, all kinds, I was even able to get him laid. I would take his, it's true, I would take his and write for him, because every time he'd write, he'd fuck it up. So yeah. I would take over for him. So they were falling in love with my mind and his body. Yeah. It was awesome.
And then they were disappointed twice when they met me.
I prefer in person now.
Like, why do you talk like you're retarded?
So there's this, yeah, no, I like better, like, just meeting in person. And recently, like, I go to this coffee place, and the bartender, like, the owner is such a cool guy, a really nice guy. He's half Lebanese, half Italian. And he's like, he's cool. He comes to my shows, whatever.
Hang on, give me a water.
There's a girl who comes in, and she comes to the coffee shop a few times, and I said hi, you know, I'm talking to her. And
I like where this is going.
She leaves. He comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, you know, like, how come you're not asking her out?" And I go, "Oh, she has a boyfriend." And he goes, "Well, so how do you know?" I go, "People are
how
telling
do you
me.
Know?
People are like, there's people telling me she has.
Who are
a,
these people at the cafe that are talking to you? Get tell them to go fuck themselves.
Whatever. People work with her, whatever. And then I think, yeah, so she has a boyfriend. But whenever I speak to her, whatever, she doesn't mention him or anything. Anyway, so." I said, yeah, I think she has one. She goes, so what? You have to ask her. Just ask her. You have nothing to lose. You get nothing if you don't ask.
And you I'm must like, steal her. In my village, we steal women.
Yeah. He goes, you're too nice. You have to ask. You have to ask. Just ask. You have nothing. I go, yeah, but I mean, she has a guy. And people are telling me.
She has a guy.
I said, people are like, he's cool. He's direct. And he's a kind of like, I go, people are telling me she has a guy.
Yeah, but ask her. What do you care?
Yeah, that's what he said. And I go, well, yeah, but listen, I go, if I had a like girlfriend, I wouldn't want like, you know, some dude always like creeping up or trying to ask her out.
No, but that's why you ask.
Yeah, but that's what he said. I said, I wouldn't want somebody if I had a girlfriend. And he's like, you remind me of my son. You're stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, just ask, because then you don't know. Because maybe she used to have a boyfriend and she doesn't have anymore.
Yeah.
And these people, they don't know that she broke up. She's the only one that knows.
Yeah, no.
Did you ever ask
if
her?
If I keep bumping into her.
So wait, we don't even know. She might be single and we don't know.
Apparently she does. So what?
Stop. Apparently these cafe people.
But
these cafe people are in the cafe. They don't live with her. They don't know.
Yeah.
What are you listening to cafe? Cafe people are monsters.
Good point.
You listen to
I'm going
cafe
back
people.
Tonight.
Go. You want us to come? He'll investigate, dude. Poseidon will really tell you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bro, do you like peacocks? You have a boyfriend? You can say no to both. I don't care.
No, Poseidon's going to go up to her. Hey, my friend likes you. Let's do rock, paper, scissors. See if you want to talk to him.
Rock, paper, scissors on whether we're using condoms or not.
By the way, you like parakeets.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm excited for the shows outdoors.
Yeah, you're really psyched.
Yeah, a few things like, they're good crowds. They're fun crowds.
You're a fun crowd. Mm-hmm. You think I should? You just.
I talk about real stuff. Did I tell you about the Uber driver, the Haitian Uber driver I just saw? Haitian Uber driver.
It doesn't surprise me. You want to talk shit about black people again? But yeah, go on.
Because I saw a Haitian Uber driver arguing. He got out of his Uber and he was arguing, screaming.
Don't use that word.
With a taxi driver.
Oh, another taxi driver. Oh, okay. But wait, hold on. Taxi versus Uber or both Uber?
No, taxi versus Uber. But
these are
Haitian
intense.
Guy was screaming, and
the
he
Haitian
came
guy
out.
Was Uber or taxi.
The Haitian was Uber.
Okay, and the taxi was what?
I don't know. Je ne sais pas.
Arab?
It could be. I'm not sure.
Statistically.
But the Haitian, when they insult, like, it's more thought out, little, like, classier, you know? It's not like regular people here.
Go fuck yourself.
They insult, screw you, get lost. No, the Haitian was like, va te brosser les dents.
Yeah, go brush your teeth.
Yo.
You're a failure.
Vagabond.
Yeah. Vagabond is a great one. Vagabond. You fucking vago. You goddamn wanderluster.
Like, he was insulting him, but with a bit more politeness.
Yeah. I like the way the Haitians were.
I'm looking forward to the shows.
Yeah, you're very hyped about this.
Hey, it's festival week. Does it feel like festival week?
Stop calling it festival week. It lasts a month.
It's 2 weeks.
It starts in a week.
Is the jazz over?
Yeah, the jazz is over, right? Yeah, the jazz is over.
Jazz is over.
It starts in like 5 days, just for laughs starts.
Okay. You're rocking it everywhere. Podcast.
Don't you have a show tonight?
I do have a show tonight, yeah. Comfort Zone, yeah.
What is it?
I have a show every night. I'm very tired.
No, man, isn't it like a...
It's at the third floor. It's live streamed.
Okay.
It's very fun. It's the wackiest, it's the wildest comedy night in the city by far.
Yeah.
People eat spicy stuff. They dance. They fight. They fuck. It's crazy. It is a crazy show.
You had something in Brossard, like a Bad Boys kind of thing.
In Brossard, that's tomorrow night. That is Les Rebelles, The Rebels.
Les
is called.
Rebelles.
Yeah, that is in French. It's me, Max Martin, Thomas Levac, Preach, Charles Deschamps, and a special guest.
Okay, that looks... I saw the promo. It looks good.
Fire.
Good crowd. Like, it's a big theater or...
It's a big theater. I hope we sell tickets.
Have you done it before?
I've done a theater a few times, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice. Mm. I've done it with Mike. But I've done it full.
What rooms do you like to do in Montreal?
My bedroom. I like the Bordel. The Bordel is my favorite spot.
The Bordel is great.
I like Club Soda if it's sold out. Those are the two rooms I like in Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the Bell Center.
I'm going to be at the Nest tomorrow night. A couple of warm-up shows.
Before you're recording?
Yeah.
When is your recording?
July 23rd.
That's coming up.
At the Nest.
That's a Saturday?
I'm warming up a lot. I'm doing a lot of SIDS room.
Is that a Saturday?
Yeah. No, the 23rd is a Sunday.
It's a Sunday. Okay. So
I'm going to be there the 20th as a warm-up. Doing SIDS room. Sid Kular, shout out. Great rooms. Have you ever done House of Jazz?
I have many times, yeah.
I'm going to be there July 25th. I love the room.
The House
Great
of Jazz.
Crowds. Like, and it's also like, you know, a nice date, like environment set up.
Nice
but for comedy, it's great. Yeah, they do it once a month.
Yeah.
Sid, how do
they do it once a week?
No, once a month. They're starting, I think, to test in French, but I'm not sure. But it's always great crowds. Because Laval, what do you, like, there's no shows.
Yeah.
So people come out.
Yeah, Laval, I'm thinking of starting French comedy nights in Laval. I'm looking for a venue.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we did Le Cabaret C.
That's not a good venue for what I want to do.
When I rented,
I heard
it was
very
great.
Complicated to rent from them, and they make shit. I don't need complicated. I need easy.
Yeah. I rented it. We did two shows. It was amazing. But yeah, you have to be organized and you have to set it up well. And I had a lot of help too. So, and like the venue is nice. It's
intimate.
Venue's
very nice.
It works really well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's, it fits 200, like packed, you know?
Yeah. It's good for recording stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you record your stuff there?
I did. Yeah.
Where is it? Can I see it?
I have it. Yeah.
Did you edit it?
No.
Who's editing it?
For what? I'm keeping it.
Oh, you just record it and then you don't look back at it?
Yeah, no, I haven't yet.
You're a fucking retard. Well, just you use it for something. Use clips, put them out.
Yeah, no, I don't post that many clips. There's the only one is the Winnipeg that came out.
Oh, did that come out well?
Yeah, it came out well.
There you go.
Very well. They did like the video recording is 7 minutes and the whole set, Ali Hassan put it on Laugh Out Loud.
Very good.
Yeah, so the audio, the whole 10 minutes or close to 10 is on his satellite. That's great. You know, when people want to see like demo, whatever, I can send that. That was really fun.
I like what's Winnipeg. Happening. I like what you're saying.
Mm.
It's very good.
Yeah. Would you like to go to Winnipeg?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I would like to go to Winnipeg. I'm actually, fuck, things remind me, bro. I got so busy with the trips. I got to get back on the phone because I gotta decide where I want to book in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great crowds. I haven't been since... Because after that show was 2020, then it was lockdowns, whatever, and I never tried to go back. The clubs were closed. It was a disaster. But I'd love to go back with a full crowd this time, you know, like because that was a little...
Where did you perform?
It was the theater. It's called Burt something theater, Cummings or something, I think.
There's two clubs there.
No, it's a theater.
No, I'm saying, but there's two clubs
in
Winnipeg. There's Rumors and there's a Yucks.
Okay.
From what I know.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing is the theater fits 1,200. But because of the restrictions, it was a limited audience, spaced out. And, you know, you want the whole... They did a great job. Everybody was mic'd and stuff. But you want the real feeling. There's nothing like a packed theater, right?
Maybe I should book the small towns, too. Maybe I should go to Cornwall, Kingston.
May we? Why not?
Well, who's going to come out? They don't even have comedy clubs. Where am I going to sell?
When I went, I just did two shows. We sold out both.
Where?
150 people. It was the Legion. It was called the Legion of Cornwall, I think. Canadian nice? Legion.
Well, you just did the Legionnaires? It was just old
no,
people?
No, Canadian Legion in Cornwall. 150 people each show. And at the end, people were coming in the parking lot. Hey, when are you performing next? When are you coming back?
Really?
There's not many shows there. So they have to drive. They have to get out. Or, you know, you're going to Toronto or
yeah, this you is come Kingston. Down.
Yeah, so.
All right, if you find me a venue, I'll sell.
Yeah, no, for sure. And really good crowds, really fun crowds. You know, they want to laugh.
Yeah, yeah,
plus,
okay.
A lot of people have not. Do you find there's still people that are now coming out?
Like, yes.
Into the shows?
Yeah. Oh, you know? I thought the closet. yeah, a lot of people are now first really getting out. They feel safe and they're having fun.
Yeah.
I the laughs are changing. People are getting more comfortable laughing.
Yes. Because in the beginning, when things were opening, you can see the nervousness, feel it. Now, hey, and people are starting again. And I don't know. It feels
like
good.
It.
Yeah. So let's continue.
I feel good. Watching people feel good makes me feel nice.
Yeah. Anywhere, man. But if you do a theater, if you're going to anywhere you go, let me know, man. If you want to do clubs, theaters.
We're going to talk.
French, English.
Do you want me to take you with me?
Yeah. You know what? We should do a tour. We'll talk about this. But I actually spoke to a few people about this. And the manager, shout out.
I'm listening.
Shout out to Genevieve.
Oh, that's what you meant. When you said manager.
Well, gérante.
Are you being managed by Genevieve?
Yeah, en français.
It's official.
She's great. She's about wonderful. Time. She's amazing.
Yeah, you think so?
You know, she'll help book me in French and...
I don't like her.
Hey?
I don't like her.
Why not?
We don't get along.
That's why she represents you.
Well, I guess, yeah.
No, yeah. She's really cool and she's... I can talk to her like, you know, just be honest and stuff and she's cool.
Why? Other managers, you can know, a lot of them.
Oh, man.
You know, you represent me. I want you to know I'm Haitian.
She brought me to see Sugar Sammy. She goes, I think you'd like this. Great show.
Like as a gift?
She had two tickets and she invited me. She's amazing.
Yeah. And were you happy to see the Sams?
Yeah. His new show, Go See Sugar Sammy, and he's like selling like crazy, but yeah. It was at Maisonneuve. It was fun, man.
You know why he's selling like crazy?
Because he's good.
Apart from that.
You're gonna say
doing it himself.
Oh,
he built it up.
Yeah.
He's got his mailing list. He built he didn't rely on other people coming in and putting their hands
team.
In. Yeah.
I opened for him. Couple of corporates and he said that like he you know he basically hires his team and he's amazing good that's what you have to
that's
do
that's what you gotta do that's why
and he started a long time ago so he has the following.
I like how he started a long time ago. He's been doing this since the 70s. It's been a while, bro. The 70s, believe it or not, was 50 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
How
I talk
crazy
about the
is
80s
that?
A lot.
Yeah, the 80s.
Yeah.
Fucking 40 years ago.
I know.
It doesn't seem like it, right?
It goes by fast, but there's nothing like 80s music. I'm sorry. I still watch 80s movies and listen to 80s music.
It like disco?
No. Just pop or...
Like what? What's your favorite song?
Dude, I remember like Miami Vice,
yeah?
The first couple of seasons. It was all mostly about the music. Like MTV was in at the time.
What's your favorite song?
Oh, man.
Okay, now your favorite. Pick a song right now that comes to your head that you really like.
I'm thinking Sade because I listen to her a lot.
Sing it.
I can't sing, but I'm going to dance. Okay. No.
No, but like, okay, give us the lyrics.
Which song? No Ordinary Love is amazing. Paradise.
This is not surprising. No other straight person would not choose this. This is amazing. Yeah.
Dude, Sade, like, yeah, great stuff. But everything. I like a lot of Bobby Brown.
Well, I like the way he hits.
Bobby Brown in the 80s, Michael Jackson, all the hip-hop stuff, good times.
You like a lot of assaulters. You like a lot of people that commit assault. I like your style.
Things that make you move. You know?
Literally like mentioned three people that are either raping or punching. Or, I love it.
Whitney, Tina Turner, I like all that stuff.
You killed both of them.
Well, you didn't like
You like anyone who's alive.
Oh, you know what I listen to now? Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight. I watch a couple of episodes of Miami Vice. The pilot of Miami Vice with the scene from Phil Collins gets me in the mood, man. The music today is... Dude, how many songs do you listen to today and are either like...
rip-offs.
Yeah, or just like a remake or, you know,
a reskin, if you will. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I love the 80s and the 90s stuff.
I like
some
a lot
70s
of,
stuff too. I like.
I like a lot of Motown.
And me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motown, great stuff, and yeah, I like hip hop too. You know, stuff that comes out later, but all sorts of music. I mean, there's stuff today that's good, but like? I'm still.
What's good today?
The music today. Which artist is good today?
You ever heard of this guy called Banksy? He paints on walls.
No. Who do you listen to today? Oh, well, you were playing a lot of, and when we went on a road trip, she's a great singer, great voice.
Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey.
The best.
Yeah, yeah. Very good.
What I really listen to, my rotation is, there's a lot of Weeknd, a lot of Lana Del Rey,
mm-hmm.
Megadeth, Ghost. It's very varied.
I love Sia. Today, Sia.
She's a good writer.
She writes a lot of her stuff.
I can't lie. She's a very good writer, yeah.
She wrote Diamonds, right, for Rihanna?
She wrote a lot of big hits for a lot of people, yeah. And then she
Chandelier, I mean, but even, like, I like Rihanna too there, but, yeah, there's not as many today. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I think there are probably more today, just that it's hard for people to switch. Like, you like what you like.
Yeah, yeah. You like, I don't know.
You like Billie Eilish? Very popular.
Yeah, she has a lot of good stuff.
Who else is popular today? You like Young Thug? Lil Uzi Vert.
Weekend, okay.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
No?
Not really.
Interesting. Is it interesting? Do you like any artists that aren't white?
At the end of the show, you're going to do a disclaimer.
I was trying to figure out which route you were going to take.
80s movies. You still watch 80s shows and like movies and stuff?
Yeah, boy. I love 80s movies.
Yeah. The dialogue was still, I don't know.
Goofy?
No, it was still interesting.
Like, what do you mean when you say 80s movies? Like, are you thinking you rewatch Rocky?
I watch a lot of Eddie Murphy. Makes me laugh. Coming to America.
I like Coming
Trading
in
Places.
America.
48 Hours.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop, man. Come on.
What about Beverly Hills Ninja?
Ça, je l'ai pas vu. I didn't see.
You never saw that?
No.
You weren't a Chris Farley guy?
No, I liked him on SNL and stuff. Mm-hmm. SNL in the 80s, man.
That was the good SNL.
Yeah. The original Batman. I kind of liked the Tim Burton Batman.
I rewatched it recently.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Okay, that happens too, where you think and then you see again and you're like, oh.
Fucking shit was that stuff garbage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they've done so many since. But
I loved the first and second one, and then I rewatched them now and I was like, this is horseshit.
Okay, I haven't seen that one in a while, but at the time.
But there's some good stuff in it.
He was ahead
I like
of his
Michelle
time,
Pfeiffer.
Right? What was it, like 89?
Mm.
Yeah, it was ahead of its time.
It was ahead of its time, but it wasn't good. At the time, you didn't know any better though, but it was shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All garbage.
I like Michael Keaton, though.
I like Michael Keaton a lot.
I really liked him, like as a...
The French, they call him Michel Keaton.
Keaton.
No, Michel Keaton. C'est Keaton, ça. Maybe it is Keaton.
Yeah, no, I liked him. Anything that makes me move, you know? Like, even my intro music, it has to be stuff that moves. That's why when he played Arabian Nights...
You weren't moving to that.
I cried a bit.
Yeah? Oh, that's... A lot of women in the Arabian Peninsula end up crying too when they hear that their husband's coming home.
I get it all.
Hey, you listen to me right now.
Yeah.
Favorite Batman? Go.
Keaton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about Robert Pattinson?
It was good, but no, not my favorite.
So you saw the new Batman?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. What about Ben Affleck?
Not really.
Hmm.
The guy, the other one was pretty good, but he's like really like changing his voice, doing like a hoarse voice.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So Keaton was the best. Yeah. Natural.
What about Val Kilmer? Remember, he did for a while.
Those are the Schumacher ones.
Yeah, the one where they had nipples on the suits.
Yeah.
Dude, remember George Clooney?
Dude, Burton set the stage, at least, you know? Yes. And I find a lot of
he made a serious superhero movie.
And he went a little darker, and what they did recently with the new ones, they're taking a little bit of that. They're just going, you know, like, better or stronger, whatever.
The new Batman with Robert Pattinson, what I liked about it is I felt like it was a real Batman movie. Like, it was dark. It was kind of set in reality a bit.
Yeah.
And it was very early. He was still fucking up. He was young.
Yeah.
And he wasn't perfect. He would get beat up and shit.
Right.
So I kind of liked that.
Yeah. No, I still I haven't
you,
seen.
You like the movie anymore. Taxi Driver, with Robert De Niro?
It was okay.
Yeah,
it was okay.
you could pull it off now. You could look in the mirror and be like, are you talking to me? There's no one else here. You must be talking to me.
I like Pacino a lot. I mean...
Do you have in your head, because you like Pacino, you can't like De Niro?
No. I love both. I love both. Okay. Yeah, equally? They should have done more stuff together.
If we have to pick one and the other one we kill, who we keeping?
If I had to pick one... Oh, man. I think... I don't know. They're both really good. I think Pacino a little bit.
You're more of a, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like you look like a Pacino's man's.
They're both great, but Pacino maybe a little more.
I heard that Pacino's cool in real life and Robert De Niro is an asshole in real life. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so my pick would be Pacino just because he's better for society.
So then I have to change. Dude. Poseidon, can you cover like for just 1 minute while I go to the bathroom? I drink too much coffee.
Go take a leak?
This is a coffee.
So, I'll come with you. I'll keep you company. Just for a minute. All right, so we're back from the bathroom. You have the bladder of an infant, it should be said.
It's coffee. Too much coffee and too much
coffee,
water.
Too much water. So I should put a disclaimer, Poseidon, because he's worried. Gino's worried that people that have never seen him before are going to listen to my jokes and they don't get my comedy, even though they watch this channel. And they're going to think that he is a homosexual and a hater of all races other than his.
I told him in the bathroom, at least tell him the gay stuff.
So let them think I'm racist, bro, but I don't want them thinking I'm gay.
He's like, maybe you shouldn't talk about this in the bathroom.
Yeah. I was like, you could say this without holding my dick. You know that, right? Yeah. Now, if they're on this channel, they know my humor.
Yeah. But I perform for all different crowds. Obviously, my crowd knows me, but, you know, I perform for a lot of different crowds.
My crowd knows
the outdoor crowds, man.
You like outdoor shows, you fucking weirdo?
Listen... Honestly, I preferred indoor. There's nothing like an indoor setting. I prefer 100 people inside, intimate setting.
Than 10,000 outside.
Yeah. Pretty much. Especially if you're recording. Because the sound kind of just, you know...
Leaves. Even the laughs. You're like, are they laughing right now? They smile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not the same. It's not the same. The intimacy indoors. That's why even comedians who do the Bell Center, like I know, like, you know, the bigger the ceiling, the sound doesn't travel as well. So I wouldn't like it. As a stand-up, would you like to do stand-up in the Bell Center? Have you ever seen a stand-up?
I have, yeah.
And?
It's not, I mean, it's fun. There's a lot of people and shit, but it's not my cup of tea. It's too out there. It's too, I like intimacy when it comes to stand-up.
Unless you're close, like, okay, even if you're close, you're looking at the guy on stage, but if you're a few rows up, you're looking at the big screen. It's like, yo, watch a movie at home, you know? I mean... I know, like, the Bell Center, it's great for some, and, like, they save, they don't have to do 10 shows, they just do one, but I just prefer an intimate setting.
I'd prefer, yeah, I'm with you, but it's fun to do the Bell Center. If you could fill up the Bell Center, dude, that's a crazy experience.
I'd rather do 10 Maisonneuve.
No. Yeah, but you're not known for your brains.
Yeah.
Maybe sit there and fucking look pretty. Let me book you.
My manager would be like, no.
You do the Centre Bell,
we don't care if you like or not.
You do what I tell you.
You like the money?
She doesn't speak like that.
No. I bug her though.
She speaks more like, yo.
Tu vas le faire. You do it.
She's good, Jen.
Yeah.
She's sick today.
No, what's wrong?
I don't know. She's sick, like flu-like symptoms, like that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll call her.
You should. Tell her I heard through the grapevine that you're sick. In the fucking head! And then start singing the song.
She's sweet.
She is. Do you like someone helping you manage your career?
Yes. You know what? It was mostly because of you and Preach, because she manages Preach, and I know Preach. I've worked with Preach.
She only manages black guys. I don't know why she took you on.
Because she knows what time it is.
There you go.
But Preach, you know, like he's a no BS guy, and I'm like, if he trusts and, you know, I trust his judgment too. You too, and
Preacher's the one that got. He preaches like, leave your fucking and leave your agent right now. Fuck you. I got someone for you.
Yeah, and Preacher's a great guy, very generous.
Yeah,
but we did a lot of shows together. I've opened for him too and stuff. But she
friend of the show, Preach, friend of mine, alumni of the podcast.
She managed him like she's managing him like for a while, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's great.
Yeah,
we might do a barbecue.
Just you and her? That sounds like a date.
Avec Preach.
Oh, threesome.
Just te dis, là. By the way.
Right, so you're trying to make me jealous?
No. Maybe you'll come.
So you guys aren't sure if I'm invited
yet? What are you, racist?
You're not sure if I'm invited yet. That's what it is?
You don't like being with black people?
I don't prefer it. Oh, fuck. It would be good to have a fucking barbecue. I was already hungry. Now you said that, now I'm getting more hungry.
Mm. ABBA came by recently. Man, open
your house.
The ABBA and Preach. No, of comedy rooms. They're going on tour. And
yeah, stuff. Dude, he was at the Bordel 2 weeks ago. It was fucking awesome. Okay. Did, well, and I didn't. I knew he was gonna do well, but he's on. I feel like he's in a good momentum because he just went on and he came last minute. Right, he forgot that he was on. Okay. So he came last minute, tired from the bike, and still destroyed.
And he's warming up. He's just warming up, so it's great. Yeah,
both of them are feeling good.
Good.
They're
for
going
him.
Out on tour. They're feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. They're gonna have fun.
Yeah.
Especially once they get to like the venues, they have all their fans there. Mm-hmm. It makes it easier, and people already know you. You don't have to win them over.
Oh yeah.
It makes it easier to slide into your jokes.
Right.
They're gonna have a fucking fantastic time
in the States, right?
Yeah.
Man, good for
them. I think they're doing Pittsburgh, Detroit, and Philly. Maybe that's the first three dates.
Okay. Yeah. Good for them.
Oh, and Washington D.C.
They're gonna have a blast.
They're gonna have a fucking awesome time. Yeah. See, that's work, bro.
But there's I'm gonna be Montreal. In Terrebonne.
Where are you gonna be?
Then Amqui. No. next couple of weeks, Comedy Nest. I'm gonna be at the Jazz House on the 25th.
The House of Jazz.
Yeah, House of Jazz in Laval. I got a few shows. I'm doing one in Griffintown. Did you ever do the James Mancini room?
Jamie Boom Boom.
Yeah.
No, I never did this room.
Okay.
Me and Boom Boom
it's
hate each other.
My first time, but...
I don't know if you knew this. Me and Boom Boom hate each other.
You say that about everyone.
But this one's true. Boom Boom sees me, he crossed the street.
Yeah.
And then I see him, and I'm like, one of us has to cross the fucking street. We don't like each other at all. We can't be in the same room together.
Okay.
It sparks fly.
Mm.
Not a good time.
I'm doing Deli Planet, too.
I told him next time I see him, I'll Boom Boom his face off. It's not good.
You're joking.
So you better not bring him around. It's gonna be hell to pay.
Really?
Anyone out there, if you see Jamie Boom Boom in the street, it's on site. Get him.
When I see him, I'll say Pantelis
sent me. And the best part is he's a trained professional. He's gonna put you in a chokehold.
Oh yeah, I met him
Boom
once.
Boom Boom, good fight. Yeah, of course.
The first time he reached out, he booked me, but I just met him once.
Yeah, you don't know Boom Boom was a fighter.
Okay.
He's a mixed martial artist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he still stays trained. He's going to start training me soon once my schedule frees up. Yeah. So I could fight him. That's why I want to train.
Hope he pays
I'm
me.
I'm going to trick him. He's going to train me, get me fit, and then I'm going to use the skills he teaches me to kill him. Yeah. No, Boom's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's trying hard. He's out. Have you seen his Man on the Street stuff?
No.
No? Go look at his Instagram page. He got like 10,000 followers out of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're fun. You know, he goes to ask questions.
But he has a room. How come you haven't. I think it's...
Because I hate him, and he hates me, and we can't be in the same room together. I feel like you're not listening to me when I'm speaking. I don't know. I'm fucking busy, bro. All these shows are like Fridays, Saturdays. I'm already booked.
Do you find now it's crunch time? Like,
have you not... You don't see what I do. I'm always in crunch time, bro. I get no breaks.
But a little more now or no?
No, it doesn't change.
You don't stop,
I'm booked. I'm doing something 7 days a week.
Yeah. Like last night after the show, you did a podcast. So you didn't sleep.
No, because then I went home to edit the podcast. And then I woke up early to edit another podcast so I could put up on Patreon. And I already put that up.
You work hard, but it pays off, bro.
Hopefully it's going to pay off.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all I got. I'm hoping that'll pay off. What are you giving me? A De Niro face? Don't do that.
It's already paying off. You're busy. You're working. Doing what you like.
Yeah. Am I doing what I like or am I doing what you would like me to do?
What else you want? Like, what's your next step?
Me?
Yeah.
I would like to start like a terrorist organization, but like domestic, not international. I don't want a lot of travel.
Yeah, that might be hard to market.
No, I'm pretty good at online marketing. I can make some good videos. ISIS has their own magazine.
Hmm.
Yeah. You think I can pull it off?
Listen, you pulled off MQI. You got people there.
It starts with a show at MQI and then domestic terror cell. It feels like the natural progression of things. The ISIS magazine. Oh, Poseidon. Since it's a nice magazine.
Never mind. That's the wrong ISIS.
It's the wrong ISIS. Okay. What's the right ISIS? Yeah, dude, you're on my account. Please don't fucking subscribe to goddamn ISIS magazine. Yeah, they have a Twitter account.
Yeah.
Ice baby. It's fucking nice. Anyway,
remember, can we just say what happened when Poseidon was in the bathroom and people wanted tickets?
Oh, yeah.
I would like you, I said the story, but it's funnier when you say it. Go.
So we do a show in MQI And people were reserving their tickets, but they had to pick them up there, right?
People bought their tickets online.
Oh.
But they have to scan them to get in the venue.
Oh, okay, okay.
And these people didn't have tickets. They wanted to buy some.
I think they had tickets.
No, they had to
buy from him at the door physical tickets.
Okay, so he's taking care of the tickets at the door.
Of course, of course. But instead of being at the door, what was he doing?
I go on.
Hold on. You guys are missing an important part of the story. Pantelis was on stage when this happened.
Was I on stage? That's a good part of the story.
Yes, Pantelis. I went on. So I did
technically,
my set.
It should have been done, the tickets. I had taken care of everything.
There's always some people that want to, when they're standing room only, they want to stand.
Dude, nobody's saying you didn't do a good job.
That's not what he's saying.
It's just the reaction. So I do my set. I go in the back. He goes, great set, man. Great set. If anybody comes, anything, just sit over here. I go, okay, what do I do? Tell him to wait. He goes in the bathroom. Pantelis is on. People come and they wanted their tickets, so I'm knocking. Hey, dude, a couple people, they just want tickets. You hear? This is what you hear. Fuck. I go, do you want me to do something? Yeah. Dumb to wait.
Fucking the concert professional.
So I go out. I go, ça sera pas long. It won't be long, you know. Okay, so they're waiting and they're kind of like watching from the back and they wanted tickets, whatever. So I don't want to be mean, you know, because I could see he's pissed and he goes, fuck it, people. And then he comes out all sweaty like this. He looks at me. I don't say anything. He comes
dude,
out like
shitting
this.
Is a chore for this fucker.
Dude, he was all sweaty. He goes like this. Where are they? He was acting like, fuck, they're here for a show, they want tickets, what's next? They're gonna want seats?
Yeah.
Fucking people, never happy. Where are they? So he just goes like this.
He wipes himself off.
And he goes to see them and
they're like, why are you sweating?
He goes, okay, c'est qui la madame? Who's the madam?
Who's the lady? Who yells that?
Yeah. He scans and they go, but you're the best guy on the road, man. Anything we wanted, stop at the gas station. Guys, I got you water. I got you coffee. I got you trash. I got you a girl. What do you need? Everything. He was like the best road.
Gopher.
But yeah, the best. Man, I hope we do it again. We need to do more cities.
Well, I told you I'm going to book in English. I don't know if you can open for me, though.
French or English?
I'm going to do it in English, but I don't know if you can open for me, though, because, like, I have, my fans are international. I can't have you being racist with these people.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I ask. If you could put your political beliefs aside.
I'll come over as long as you don't play the Arabian porn meditative Disney intro.
How about I put you up on Baby Shark?
We could do it together. We could do
Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do. That would be amazing.
And the ticket guy,
who, Poseidon?
Yeah,
the head of security.
How come you didn't go before though? You didn't have to when you were busy.
Poseidon?
Yeah.
Okay, look, I'm gonna tell you something. Right,
you
now.
Mean to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Look, bro, stop.
Oh wow,
Poseidon
I was doing the
takes
door.
14 shits
I was
a day.
Doing the door.
Just because he went before does not mean he will not go after.
That's
true. He's on his own poop schedule.
At least he didn't say, you know what? They're late. Tell them now wait.
Well, he kind of did. He said, tell them to wait. But they were late, so they did wait. But did they have to scan or had they already bought tickets?
No, they hadn't bought tickets. They had to give me cash and the whole thing. The part that Gino doesn't know is that the guy, the tech, let them in.
So he had to go get them from their
seat.
And
I was very upset. So, no, I didn't even go get them. I made the tech go get them to come back out and pull out money and pay me.
Okay.
So I'm like, nah, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. And it was a blast.
We'll do it again. Look, your links are in the description. We're going to do it again for sure.
Yeah.
Catch the boy, Gino Durante, all across Montreal and Quebec. And he's going to be probably coming with me in different cities across Canada as long as he puts his hateful beliefs aside for one second. So Gino Durante, very, very funny. Gino, should they follow you on Instagram, Twitter? Where
are
you at?
Instagram, Facebook. That's where people message me for shows. Okay. I have a bunch of shows coming up and going to be doing French shows as well. So yeah, anytime. And have a great festival, buddy.
You too, bro.
Enjoy
it. We're going to see each other. We'll have fun.
Yeah, we have a bunch of shows coming up, but enjoy it, man.
Thanks
for having me. Poseidon, you're best.
Thank you for being here. We built this prison cell because we can.
can't trust ourselves. Critically ashamed and all our fame. We'll make a murder, murder, murder saying, yeah, this is the American dream. You're gonna have to fight if you wanna believe. Just sing it all away.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.